And pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That is the website to go to, the toll-free number to call for more information on what he talks about, 1-855-949-7234. We will be back in a moment with more calls from you with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben is with us every 6 weeks, Doc Wallach within the 6 weeks. They rotate every 3 weeks each other. But Ben, by the time I see you again, we'll be probably where, into October?
Yep, it'll be October. And you know what? I cannot believe 2021 is almost over.
I know it.
I still think we're in 2020. I can't even deal with it.
This is a fast year. It's a strange year because of with the COVID and the shutdowns and things. Yeah. It's almost like we've lost time. You feel that way?
Like we're stuck in a little zone, some kind of black hole or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll take texts and tweets this hour as well from Tom. So let's go back to the phones, my friend. Let us go to Joe in Long Island, New York, who's been waiting. Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Ben. What I'm saying is kind of longer, and then I'll bring in my question. I'm listening to a podcast called, let me get the name a second. Okay, it's got a Dr. Alito. It's Union of the Unwanted, episode 31. He's saying something, several things, but one of the things I hadn't heard before is this quercetin is similar to hydroxychloroquine in higher doses, that it gets the zinc into the cell, and that's what actually the hydroxychloroquine does. So it basically it's a good substitute for hydroxychloroquine.
Well, it's a heck of a lot gentler, I'll tell you that. Quercetin is a fabulous flavonoid. It's technically a flavonoid. It helps vitamin C work. It's a, you know, it's technically they call them adaptogenic. Check this out, George and Joe. Plants make stress management molecules for human beings or for animals. They actually produce these molecules that help the plant handle stress, but they actually will go into human or animal tissue, animal cells, and help them deal with stresses. And they call them adaptogens. And that's what these quercetin and these flavonoids are. They help cells deal with stress. They're the ultimate anti-stress nutrients, and they're found in plants. You can get quercetin in, I think there's some quercetin in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's also in onions and it's shallots and garlic. It's found throughout nature.
It's good for the heart, too. Joe, you had a question. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so he goes into other stuff. He says the Salk Institute came out with a, this is from San Diego, came out with a study. They cited three things that can help people with the COVID or after getting one of these shots and having reactions. L-arginine, the second one was phosphatidylcholine, which he said could be derived from lecithin powder, and he said they were surprised that would do that, that it would help. The third one was NAC.
NAC. Oh, yeah, they're making that one hard to get now. NAC and glutathione are related to each other. NAC is part of the glutathione. Is a component of glutathione. Glutathione is the body's natural cancer fighter, antioxidant, protector. It's your most important biomolecular protector. Glutathione is partially made from cysteine, actually. And N-acetylcysteine, I've been talking about that for years. Man, is that important. You get that in the longevity immune products. N-acetylcysteine is fabulous, but you know what? Now they're making it difficult to get.
So, why?
Because it's a drug. It's actually, N-acetylcysteine is so powerful that it's used in emergency rooms to detoxify the liver when somebody has liver poisoning, and it's used by cystic fibrosis patients for lung issues. Cystic fibrosis can render the lungs, can cause mucus to build up in the lungs, and people can get infections. So NAC is used as a product called Mucomist, which is for cystic fibrosis patients, and also as an emergency room medication for folks with liver poisoning. But it's great just for taking care of your liver, just for taking care of your immune system, just for helping prevent toxicity in the blood. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal supplement. It's even great for hangovers, George. And acetylcysteine.
Interesting.
But because it's a drug, they're going to make it difficult to get. As far as phosphatidylcholine goes, I've been talking about lecithin forever when I first heard about it. And phosphatidylcholine is a a component of lecithin. And if you want to pick a multifunctional supplement that's good for your digestive system, it's good for your brain, it's good for your blood, as Joe was saying, get yourself on the ultimate enzymes, and you'll get lecithin and components of lecithin, this phosphatidylcholine, in the form of bile and bile salts. You know, bile is largely composed of lecithin.
What have you heard about ivermectin, the antiparasitic drug that is used in horses to deworm them and dogs and everything else? People are taking this to fight COVID.
Yeah, and you know what? As far as drugs go, it's not one of the more toxic ones, and it's used around the world to treat various parasitic infections. But you know what, George? You can't get around building your immune system.
That's the key.
That's the key. And that's what we should talk about. When you hear people, well-meaning medical professionals on television, you know, the talking head type doctors, and they talk about all these things, you know, the hydroxychloroquine and the vaccines and this and that. What about vitamin C? What about vitamin E? What about glutathione? What about arginine? These are the ways God wants us to be strong. These are the ways that we can leverage the power of medicine, the power of therapeutic intervention without toxicity. And you know what, George? When you take, for example, arginine, just to throw one out, or vitamin C, for your immune system, guess what? You make more growth hormone. It helps your heart. It helps your immune system. It helps everything. It helps your skin.
L-arginine's great for your blood vessels.
It is. Heck yeah. In fact, the component, one of the arginine is, I call arginine super amino acid because it's got four nitrogens. Nitrogen is like this explosive element. You know, TNT is trinitrotoluene. It's got nitrogen in it. Dynamite is nitrogen. Nitroglycerin is nitrogen. Nitrogen is explosive stuff. You remember Popeye? What did Popeye eat when he wanted to get drunk?
Spinach.
Why? Because spinach has nitrogen in it. It's one of nature's best sources of nitrogen. So you
wonder who came up with that for the Popeye cartoons.
Yeah, right, it's kind of funny, huh? Well, it turns out that spinach is loaded not just with nitrogen, but it has anabolic steroids in it. It has bodybuilding components in it.
He probably got more kids to eat spinach than anybody alive.
Did you like spinach when you were a kid?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a broccoli recall now, too.
I heard that.
It never stops.
That's unfortunate because broccoli is a power vegetable if ever there was one.
Let's go to Auburn, Washington. Jenna is with us. Welcome to the show. Hi, Jenna.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I keep seeing articles about Pfizer working on a molecule that will pass the blood-brain barrier to work on tumors in the brain to help kill them. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know, but they call it a blood-brain barrier for a reason. I'm not sure if that's a good thing to do. You know, the blood-brain barrier is like your intestine, like the intestine in the digestive system keeps stuff from getting in your blood. The blood-brain barrier does the same thing. And by the way, do you know this? You can have gluten intolerance of the blood-brain barrier. Do you know this? You can actually have gluten intolerance. Everybody knows about it for the intestine, but you can have it for the brain. For the blood-brain barrier, and it can be responsible for all kinds of mental health and organic brain diseases.
Doctors have the worst penmanship ever. As a pharmacist, did you ever look at the prescription and have to call them back and say, "What the heck is this?"
I used to get mad, because really, you could kill somebody when you're a pharmacist and you're trying to read handwriting. But nowadays, it's not so bad. In the old days, it used to be really bad.
They should print it out and then just
sign it. They do that a lot of times. They do now. It's on computer.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, George, just quick FYI. Popeye was beat up and thrown in a spinach field. And that's what happened.
That's how it started.
So you know.
Is that how it started?
That's what happened.
Oh, that's funny.
Carol from Kentucky. I'm 70 years old, and I seem to get blood spots when I hit things. It's like I have thin skin. What can I do?
Yeah. That's the connective tissue. That's what we talked about earlier, how the connective tissue starts to deteriorate. Well, the blood vessels are made of connective tissue, and they just break. There's a couple things you could do. First of all, again, the most important thing you could do is build the connective tissue, as we've been talking about. And that's where things like the glucogel caps and the collagen peptides and the ultimate MSM come in. You know, we talk about these things for building the bones, but it's very important. I know I've said it a few times now, but it's really important to understand that building the connective tissue, if you're using all the bone and joint supplements from Youngevity, will give you benefits for your blood vessels. It'll give you benefits for your skin. It'll give you benefits for your heart. It'll give you benefits for your fascia, the stuff that holds your organs in place, preventing prolapses. It's the ultimate anti-aging strategy. So I'd be doing all the stuff that builds the connective tissue, which is the stuff that's marketed as bone and joint, but it builds all the connective.
Does our hyaluronic acid work for that?
Hyaluronic acid, yes, sir. Nicely said there, George. Hyaluronic acid.
More calls?
And by the way, hyaluronic acid is made up of a form of glucosamine called NAG that is really good for your digestive, for the intestine, for folks who are dealing with intestinal issues like leaky gut syndrome.
Interesting. Okay, next up, let's go to Rachel in Elmira, New York. Hello, Rachel. Go ahead.
Hello, Rachel. Hello. Thank you very much for taking my phone call and everything that you guys are talking about. I have on my counter. Okay?
Good girl.
I'm trying everything.
Perfect.
Even the pumpkin, okay, and the commercial. I love pumpkin. I'm 58. When I was 22, I had Hodgkin's 6 months after at 23.
Wow.
So I got cured from that, went on about my life. And then since 2015, the aortic valve started leaking and the mitral heart valve started leaking from the radiation. They're saying it was radiation damage.
That did that.
And I've suffered several things, but ultimately they need to get fixed. But they set me down and canceled my surgery in June last year. I was at University of Rochester in Rochester, New York, and they canceled it because they said the surgeon decided I couldn't handle the ventilator. I'm 125 pounds. I'm 5'3". I'm healthy. Because I even did the beetroot. Okay, I've been doing beet juice for a whole year.
Well, that's good stuff for you. But okay? you have that. So you have a mitral valve prolapse, right?
They decided it was from the radiation, and it's in moderate to severe leaky. The aortic and the mitral are right next to each other.
What can she do?
All of that is connective tissue, George. Everything you just talked about is your connective tissue. The mitral valve and the radiation damage and the aortic damage.
That's pretty dramatic for them to cancel the surgery, Ben,
yes,
isn't
it? Well, ventilators, I was going to say this. Ventilation is not, you never want a ventilator, George. To get a ventilator, they got to paralyze you.
To put it on, you freak out, I bet, right?
Yeah, because you freak out. They paralyze you, and then they give you this incredible pain pill, fentanyl usually, which is,
oh, my God. Right? That's what people are putting in drugs for crying out loud.
70% of people on ventilators die from the ventilators. So you don't want to be on a ventilator unless you absolutely have no options. For this gal, this is a classic case of connective tissue deterioration. I know we've been talking about it a lot. The blood vessels are lined with connective tissue, collagen specifically. So anything you do to build collagen, this is one of the great gifts of nutritional supplementation is you take supplements for one thing and you get multiple benefits. You take a drug and you get side effects. You get toxic side effects. When you take a nutritional supplement, you get beneficial side effects. So building the connective tissue is the very essence of anti-aging, of heart health, and helping with the mitral valve prolapse. There's not much they could do for a mitral valve prolapse because they're not working with the cells. They're working with the structure. If mitral valve prolapse and cardiovascular issues and aortic issues and all the vascular issues, the blood vessel issues, build that connective tissue.
What's a ventilator look like on somebody?
Remember the iron? You probably remember the iron lungs, right?
Well, they just put you in a tube.
Well, they're not as bad as the iron lungs now, but the iron lungs were the early ventilators. Do you ever, when they had the polio epidemic?
Oh, yeah. And right? I remember seeing pictures of kids in those things.
Correct. That's a primitive, the very first ventilators. You don't ever want to be put on a ventilator. Ventilators when your body is forced to breathe. It's ventilated. That means it's forced to breathe. And you don't ever want to be in one of those systems.
Can't they give you just those little things they stick up your nostrils?
No. This is your lungs. These are your lungs, not your nostrils. This is serious business. A ventilator is serious, serious business. That's when you're not breathing.
That's where the COVID patients have been doing.
Unfortunately,
right?
But you know what? They made some mistakes at the beginning. They put people on ventilators that didn't need to be on ventilators.
They died on ventilators.
No, and sometimes we got to ask how many people are dying from the treatment and not the problem.
Good point. CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website to go to. We did set a record coming out of the box. Let's keep it going. If you haven't been to that website, give it a try. CriticalHealthNews.com, and the toll-free number to call for assistance as you hear Ben talk. People are writing, taking notes, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We've still got time to take another quick call, I believe. Let us go to Eric, truck driving in Indiana. Hello there, Eric.
Hello, my friend George. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, thanks. I'm with you folks. I'm always happy.
Hey, look, I've got so much to say. You're probably going to have Tom to send me a bill. I appreciate what you said tonight about telling the people that don't say anything negative about our military. And I just want to thank you. And I want to thank all the people in the uniform and everything for what they've done. And I think we all need to say a prayer for our government and our military.
Absolutely.
And here's my question, okay? I got about three questions for you. But allergies, what do you do about allergies? And on the part to where he was talking about when you bump yourself, I got that. I bump myself. I can scratch myself and make myself bleed.
Yeah, that's definitely that's not good.
Allergies and that before the break, Ben.
Yeah,
go for it.
Allergies, real quick. Ultimate Nightly Essence. Work on the intestine, the bacteria in the intestine, first thing. Then, of course, the quercetin we talked about earlier. Get on the immune system products from Longevity. That'll help build your immune system. But focus on the intestine. That's the heart or the center of the immune system is the intestine.
There's a supplement called Arnica Cream that you can rub on bruises, and apparently it works. What do you know about that?
It'll help a little bit. Same with homeopathic Arnica sometimes will help. But again, George, building the connective tissue gives you multiple benefits. It'll help you with your blood vessels, for sure. It'll help you with the bruising that occurs. Sometimes, like this gentleman was saying, you just bump yourself and you get bruised.
And sometimes you don't even know you've bumped yourself, and then you look at yourself and you got a bruise there.
But, George, you're running higher risks for heart disease. You're running higher risk for cancer. You're running higher risk for autoimmune issues. You're running higher risk for leaky gut. You're running higher risk for all kinds of things. So when you treat the thing you see, you'll reduce your risks for the things you don't see.
And what do you recommend for that again?
For the connective tissue, the glucogel caps, the collagen peptides, the ultimate MSM, and of course the Healthy Star Pack and the ultimate EFA. Don't forget that ultimate EFA. It's so valuable.
Is that probably the most essential thing?
Yeah, you know, George, third baseman, right, on the 1927 Yankees. Can't say.
I played second base in school, by the way.
What's that?
I played second base. We're coming back in a moment, Ben, with more. Some more tweets and final questions next. We'll be back with final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, so we will jump on board in just a moment on Coast to Coast. Next hour, Dr. Michael Sala joins us as we talk about the Secret Space Force. He's done some extensive work there, and you're going to love what he has to say. George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And let's go right back to the calls, Ben. This last half hour is going to fly by. Right. First-time caller, Terry in Kansas. Terry, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, this is an honor talking to George Norrie. I've been listening to you for several years. I'm not a coast-to-coast insider, but I want to be. So when I get some money saved up, I'm going to do it.
All right, my man. Thank you.
But what I'd like to know is my health is a mess.
Uh-oh.
I've had carotid artery surgery. I've had aortic valve replacement. I had a pig valve put in. I have COPD, which is my own fault for smoking, but I've 2 years now I've been away from it, so I'm doing okay there. I'm diabetic. I have some kidney problems.
How old are you, Terry?
I have stones, they said, that are developing. I have a gallstone. My gallbladder needs to be taken out. I've been going through therapy, physical therapy. The muscles in my neck are all messed up. I'm taking 11 different medicines a day, and I just I feel weak all the time. I get dizzy spells. What can I do to stop all this?
And let me ask you two quick questions, Terry. We'll have Pharmacist Ben jump in. How old are you?
I'm 68.
68, you're still young. And on a 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, how do you feel?
4.
All right, Ben, take right, over.
I'm going to tell you the good news. That sounds like a lot of bad news. I'm going to tell you the good news. The sicker you are, the faster you turn it around. The more weight you need to lose, the faster it comes off. And the more nutritionally deficient you are, the faster your body absorbs the nutrients. So the good news is, because you are really deteriorated, I'm not going to lie, you're going to turn this around quickly. In fact, I am so sure you're going to turn around quickly. This is what I want you to do, Terry. I want you to send an email to health at criticalhealthnews.com or give them a call and tell them I talked to you. And I'm going to work with you personally, Terry, because I'm going to make you like a case study. Now, you are severely deteriorated, as I'm sure you know. So it's not like you're going to get cured, and I don't even use the word cure. It's not like it's going to reverse right away, but it will begin to reverse right away, and I'm going to show you how easy it is to do, Terry. I'm going to work with you personally.
So you want me to give him that number that I've just been giving out? Okay.
Give out the number and then call and ask for Dr. Drew, by the way. Ask for Dr. Drew Peterson, who does an awesome job. Thank you so much for what you do, Dr. Drew. Appreciate it. Ask for Dr. Drew. I'm going to work with you personally. I'm going to show you how easy this is to do, and then you can come back on the show next month, and you can tell everybody how easy this is.
Here's the number, Terry: 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-7234, and definitely follow up. And what happens if 1,000 Terrys call this phone number, Ben?
You know, I can't. I'm only me. But
you got his voice down.
What's that?
Yes, you've got his voice down, yeah, so you know what's up?
The honor system, I guess. But here's the thing, George. This gentleman is so deteriorated, it sounds like, what do you do? You don't, like he was saying, where do I go first? That's the beauty of this kind of the systems idea that we've been talking about, is once you do a couple of things, everything falls into place. Now, he is deteriorated significantly, so it's not going to be like all of a sudden he's completely, everything's reversed.
Right.
But it can begin to reverse. And, George, the ultimate goal of health and the ultimate goal of supplementation, and should be the ultimate goal of medicine, is not to lower your scores, but to feel better. No matter what your health challenge is, you can feel better tomorrow if you take some corrective measures. Number one is a nutritional supplement program, but you know what else? Breathing is important, movement is important, praising God is important, mental and emotional strategies are important. But if you can just take one step, two steps, three steps, you can begin the healing process immediately, and that is the great gift of the human body.
Make the call, Terry. We want you around, my friend, for a long, long time. Tom, final text and tweet for Pharmacist Ben.
Hey, from Devin in Boston, I have extremely dry, cracking skin. What can I do naturally to help this?
Well, you're the skin man there.
That's right.
Pharmacist Ben.
Three words, EFA, essential fatty acids. Get yourself on the ultimate EFA. They are the ultimate dry skin remedies. In fact, the essential fatty acids are not just important for dry skin. They're important for itchy skin, they're important for sensitive skin, and they're important for building collagen to prevent wrinkles, but especially for dry skin. You want to hear something really interesting, George?
Yeah.
We sell hundreds of millions of dollars in moisturizing creams every year in this country, but everybody has dry skin. You would think with all the darn moisturizers everybody's using, nobody would have dry skin anymore. Well, what that tells you is dry skin is not a moisturizer problem. It's an internal condition that not only can be remedied by using essential fatty acids, but even more significantly, George, dry skin is a sign that you're missing essential fatty acids that could be causing, that could ultimately cause worse problems down the road. So when you use supplementation to take care of your dry skin rather than a topical moisturizer, you will not only be dealing with helping yourself deal with the dry skin, but you'll be preventing further problems, more significant problems down the road.
Next up, west of the Rockies, Guillermo is with us in Montebello, California. Hi, Guillermo. Go ahead.
Hi, Ben. Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'll make it quick. I have vitiligo, and it's all over my body. It's on my face everywhere. The good thing is that I have really light skin.
Okay.
So, I mean, but on my hands and legs, you can really tell. So what do I do?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's much more than cosmetic vitiligo. Vitiligo is when you don't make your pigment cells get attacked by your immune system. It's an autoimmune disease of the pigment.
Is that what Michael Jackson had?
That's exactly what Michael Jackson had. In fact, what Michael Jackson did is he lightened his entire body so that he could have an even pigment because he didn't like the blotchiness. Well, what you need to do, Michael Jackson should have done this, and Guillermo, what you need to do is take care of your digestive system, particularly the intestine. All autoimmune diseases should be backtracked to the intestine. And that means strengthening the intestine with things like the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity, the Ultimate Nightly Essence from Longevity, but also, in addition to strengthening the internal part of the intestine, building the connective tissue. The connective tissue helps strengthen the intestine. So all the things we've been talking about today, the glucogel caps would be helpful for you, the collagen peptides would be helpful for you, and of course, you've got to have food problems. Guillermo, is he still there?
He's listening to you.
Guillermo has got to have food problems. He's got to have bloating, gas, some kind of food reactions. Everybody with an autoimmune disease has this. In fact, there's a really cool book out called The Walls Protocol by a lady named Dr. Terry Walls, who cured herself of one of the most horrific autoimmune diseases, which is multiple sclerosis. And she cured herself. She can say it because she's a doctor. She cured herself. And she wrote a book called The Walls Protocol, and she focused only on digestive health. So all autoimmune diseases should be backtracked to this condition called leaky gut. And that means strengthening the internal part of the intestine as well as the connective tissue and then eliminating foods.
Let's go to Green Bay, Wisconsin. JP's with us. Hello, JP. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you. How are you?
Okay. Hope you are, too.
I am doing well. I got some questions, but it's a pleasure and joy to meet you and talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, Buck, talking about the insiders, you know, if you're a Coast to Coast listener, you should probably stop right now. Just stop taking notes. Just be an insider. That's muscle memory. You can listen to it over.
Whenever you want.
Over again until it sinks into your brain. When you're a Coast insider, you're listening to it in your brain over and over again until it sinks in.
That's great.
Muscle memory, right?
You got it.
You know?
Good for you. Good for you.
My biggest question is, I was in a very serious car accident. I was run over
on a
motorcycle. I was hired to be a driver in TV and film, and it really messed me up. I was in the hospital for a month and a half. I had a blood clot in my brain, and my face was fractured. My jaw was broken. My leg is now steel, you know. And I like to joke about it, you know, that I have a IS syndrome, which is called idiot savant, you know, because as a result of this head trauma, I have new gifts that are beyond me.
Wow.
But it's fascinating. So I take it as a blessing, you know. George, I've been listening to you for 10 years, you know.
Well, thank
and,
you.
I love you. And I'm so happy to listen to Coast to Coast. We call it world news when you come off the top because you talk about news that no one else is doing. And world news, we call it world news here on our planet, in our state here. And family or friends are like, look, I can't talk right now. I'm listening to world news. I don't know what the topic is tonight. I'm going to listen to world news because it's great. Your team's doing great. Tom is a fantastic sidearm. Great chemistry between you guys. It's awesome. Keep it going.
All right, my friend. And give him a little tune-up, Ben, on what he can do. He's been battered and bruised.
You know, he's mentioned the blood, and I've been talking about the ultimate EFAs all evening. I forgot to mention they're one of the best blood thinners you could use, natural blood thinners. They're not going to cause any problems with too much blood thinning, but they're natural blood thinners. And, you know, on my radio program, I always tell people, all disease is cell disease. This is the missing link in medicine, is we don't treat the cell. The cell is the nexus of all disease, and it's the nexus of all health. But all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood, sludgy blood. And all the stuff we talked about with the toxicity that gets into the bloodstream through the intestine, what it is, it leads to a clogging and a stagnation of the blood in the circulatory system. So anything you could do to facilitate the movement of blood through the circulatory system is going to improve health. That's where the ultimate EFAs excel. Same with vitamin E, and also oxygen is a very, very important natural blood thinner, so that SDR breathing.
CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website. I'll give you that toll-free number before Ben's off the air with us tonight. Nancy in Boston, take it away. Hi, Nance.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm sort of like a jigsaw puzzle. I had a heart attack 22 years ago, and I've been on Coumadin ever since. And
blood thinners, right?
Yep.
Right. And I had a heart attack again about 8 months ago. And when I tried to get off Coumadin, because they told me I didn't need to be on it the first time after a year, I started taking CoQ enzyme with it because I read about it. But yep. Then I had a TIA. So is it one question is it possible to be allergic to coenzyme Q10?
No.
And since then, for the last 5 years, just before this second heart attack, I've had this weird GI issue. It's moved to different parts of my body. And the last manifestation, it was like if I was constipated, I was in a lot of pain, and I'd have pains in my chest and in my, not my lungs, but in my rib cage, and I couldn't move sometimes. And
you're not getting enough oxygen, ma'am. And your body is contracted. It's tight.
Well, explain that, Ben.
Well, all of the heart problems are their number one cause by lack of oxygen, but then they lead to a lack of oxygen. Once you don't get oxygenated, and you don't get oxygen to the tissues, that can cause problems with all of the blood vessels and the tissues in the body, including the intestine. But it also sounds like there's some kind of muscle contraction. I'm just listening to your voice. There's some muscle contraction going on. So if I were you, I'd be working on relaxing your body, number one. All the oxygen things we talked about earlier, the essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs, the slow deep rhythmic breathing, vitamin E, all these things are important. Movement is going to be important for you, but especially muscle relaxation. George, we contract our muscles almost unconsciously throughout the day, especially in the face. I bet you have problems sleeping, too. You got to have problems sleeping. I don't know if she's still there.
Yeah, she's there.
Right? You got to have problems sleeping, too. It's all a result of a body that is not getting enough oxygen, that is contracted. So you got to loosen up the body, learn to loosen up the body, especially the facial muscles, by the way. We hold a lot of tension in the face. And then get yourself on the Healthy Start Pack, the nutrition, the basics, and then I would also make sure that I was also using the Ultimate EFAs, which you'll get in the Healthy Start Pack. Yep. Get yourself on the Healthy Start Pack, ma'am, and practice muscle relaxation and SDR breathing.
And let me ask you this, Nancy. Have they given you an angiogram checking your arteries out?
Yeah, well, I had a quintuple bypass 20 years
ago. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, there's a major circulatory problem in there. Once you start to have bypass and heart attacks and parts of the heart die, you're going to have problems oxygenating if you don't pay attention to it. So improving that blood flow, the circulation of the blood through the vessels, and oxygenation, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing as well.
That's important. Yeah,
there's so much, George, we can do to stay healthy. It's not that complicated. That's the message here. It's not that complicated because the body wants to heal. The divine force that's built into our bodies is driven to heal. It's driven to make itself stronger and better. And all we have to do is kind of give it the raw materials and not put the other stuff in and just give it the basic building blocks. Longevity makes it simple, the Healthy Star Pack. And we didn't talk about the business opportunity. People should just take a look at the business opportunity.
Well, you know what's great about all of this? If you are a distributor through the company, you get a massive discount for yourself.
How cool is that, right?
You get everything wholesale.
Yep. Plus you get a tax write-off.
Well, that's true, too. Ben, we're almost out of time. We'll see you in October. Can you believe that?
I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it.
We'll be talking about Halloween and ghost-to-ghost shows pretty soon.
22 is pretty soon as well.
It's right around the corner. Thanks again, Ben.
Good to talk.
You take care of yourself. Up next, Dr. Michael Sala joins us to talk about the secret space Force, and he's got some incredible things to talk about. But once again, it's criticalhealthnews.com, and here's that toll-free number to call again, folks, for assistance in case you missed anything that Pharmacist Ben was talking about. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.